Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Hey everybody, it is time for another Metallicast Mini. I am your host and fellow Metallica fan. My name is Brandon. Now, the last time I recorded a mini episode, it was so I could taste test blackened American whiskey. I said on that episode, I am not a big whiskey guy, but I have really enjoyed drinking blackened. It is light, it is smooth, goes well in a mixed drink in my personal opinion. I like it so much that I am almost through with the bottle and had to go out this past weekend to get a second bottle of blackened. And on my liquor journey, I stumbled across, finally, at long last, 2 6-packs of Internight Pilsner. Of course, that is the beer that Metallica has made in collaboration with Stone Brewing Company. Now, I might not be a whiskey guy, but I am a beer guy. I'm not going to claim that I am an expert, but I love drinking beer. I love trying different beers. So I've been super, super excited to try this. And I figured might as well do the same and record a little mini episode for all of you to give you my initial reaction to Internight Pilsner. So I am sitting here with a cold can in my hand. As I said, I got 2 6-packs. I believe it only comes in 6-packs. They are 16-ounce cans, so you get a full pint. The can is, if you've not seen it, very black, but very stylish looking. It says Internight in the Metallica logo. It has the Stone Brewing little arrogant bastard devil guy with speakers on either side of him, and the sounds coming out of the speakers are the Metallica M and A from their logo. Pretty cool design, very sleek looking. And it has this little message on the side that I'm going to read. It says, "It's on. It's time to get started. To crank things up. To get loud. That thumping you feel in your chest isn't your imagination. It's your heart. It's life. It's the rockin' tunes. It's your inspiration wanting to break out. It ain't gonna sit there waiting, so motherfucking grab it. This is a collaboration in the truest sense between two entities that were born on the fringes. We've navigated life from a different perspective. We imagined things differently from what they were, and set about using our art to change the world according to our vision. We started being misunderstood by many and loved by few. Today, that's the same, but that few has become more. A lot more. That's you, my friend, and we're stoked you're with us on this journey. The day is winding down. It's time to get started. No more waiting. It's time to get loud. It's time to enter night." So with that said, let me open this can. Is there a better sound than that? And I'm going to take my first cold sip of Internight Pilsner. So this is a beer that I could literally drink all day. To me, it has a very full taste in the sense that you can get a little bit of hoppiness like you would from an IPA, but it's still very mild, very light, very refreshing, very crisp. Pilsner is not a go-to for me, but this particular one reminds me a lot of a session IPA. Like a Founders All Day or something along those lines. Just with the overall hoppiness toned down, again, to make it a little bit lighter and a little bit crisper. I'm looking forward to drinking the rest of this can. I'm looking forward to drinking the rest of the cans. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, metal up your ass. Yeah! Fans, not experts.